whoa, whoa. Santa always has to laugh 3 times, you know. If he just says, whoa, he's being sarcastic or ironic. It's kind of his version of putting it in quotes, I guess. It's the diner for Friday, December 22nd, 2006. Welcome. Reindeer pie. That's what it says on the chalkboard menu by the door. Reindeer pie. I don't even want to know. I would hate to think that it's actually some sort of meat pie containing reindeer. I mean, it would be seasonal, but disconcerting to the kiddies. Or it could be, of course, some confection with fudge inside reindeer pie, but it sounds like something that reindeer would leave on the ground as they walked along, doesn't it? I wonder if reindeers move their bowels while they're flying. It's unavoidable. It's a long night, for heaven's sakes. I imagine they eat before they go. It's cold up there. It would freeze quickly. And they're high up as well. I mean, it could attain substantial velocity. They'd crash right through your roof. Imagine walking along on a Christmas Eve. You hear the jingle jangle way up high in the sky, and the next thing you know, you're dead. You've been struck in the head by a frozen wad of reindeer pie. Maybe I should try just to see what it is.
I'll try the reindeer pie, just a slice. Thank you.
See, if it comes with ketchup, I'll know it's meat-based. If it comes with whipped cream, I'll know it's dessert. Thus, can the discerning man figure these things out? If it's meat-based, I wonder what it'll taste like. Once a year, when I was a kid, my dad used to take me to the Elks Club for elk, frankly. They'd have a wild game feed where you'd eat elk, bison, and all those other strange, mysterious animals that you never see. We'd see cows from time to time. We'd see chickens. But there are a whole bunch of animals out there that you never saw unless they were in a book or on your plate once a year. And they weren't very good. When you tasted them, you realized why they hadn't really made the cut, so to speak. But still, my dad hunted. Every year he would go out to the Badlands with his high-powered rifle and occasionally come back with Bambi's dad strapped to the truck. And then it would be converted into steaks, which would be put into the freezer and ignored until they were moved the next year for fresh steaks to be ignored. Oh, hi, folks. I haven't. Hi, I'm James Lilacs, and this is The Diner, of course. I'm sitting at my usual place at the long boomerang pattern Formica counter, festooned with holiday greenery and gigas at the diner on an old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be at this very moment. If, however, you are traveling this way and looking into the sky for a sign, well, I have to warn you, the diner has a neon sign, and as long as I've been coming here, it's never quite always worked exactly. It's a neon sign, so one of the tubes occasionally will get that twitch right before they die and flicker on and off at such a velocity that it would make an igneous rock suffer a seizure. Providing an igneous rock and an optic nerve, which they don't, so never mind. But you know what I mean. It's that fast little twitch that neon tubes get. And then sometimes whole letters will go out. So it's the din. Welcome to the din. It takes them a while to fix it, and they had it just right last week. Just right. Then 2 letters went out at the same time. 2 whole letters. So now if you're driving at night and your eyes are scanning the horizon looking for some bright sign to tell you that food, comfort, warmth, and shelter can be found soon, what will you see shining, glowing? D-I-E. Die! And that's all. I could chalk this up to the vagaries of neon, to the difficulties electrical devices face when exposed constantly to the elements, but I think I know exactly who is responsible, and yes, it's a who, or maybe an it. It's the man with a black kettle. The man with a clapperless bell. That miscreant from the Perdition Army who's been standing out by the door for the last 3 weeks collecting money for what godforsaken causes we have no idea. As we learned last week, well, came to me in a dream, so I can't really say we learned it, but I have my suspicions that he may indeed be the physical manifestation of all evil in the universe. Which, in one sense, is kind of nice, because you know where he is. And you can keep tabs on him. But on the other hand, it's depressing the traffic. There's something about that dark, shrouded face and the hand that goes up and down, ringing the silent bell, that just freaks people out. The management tried to get the Salvation Army to come over, stand on the other side of the door, balance him out. Good on one side, evil on the other, walk right in between them. You're safe, Merry Christmas. But they refused. And you know why? Because they said they didn't have any bell ringers. They were all out at Target. I know that's not the case. They're scared of him. Maybe in, you know, maybe prudence on their part. Salvation Army bell ringer shakes hand with a man from the Perdition Army. It's like the antimatter-matter reaction. It destroys all matter in the universe. Well, you can't destroy matter. You can only convert it. You know, so it converts it to something. I don't know. Phloem. Silly string. But they declined to send anybody, so we just have this guy. And those of us who are regular patrons here have taken to entering through the back door, through the kitchen. People who are new to the place see this guy and wonder exactly what kind of a joint is this anyway. What with the die blinking above, after all. Why do I blame him? I don't know. If he is indeed evil, he's got powers beyond our ken. Last week he came in, as he always does, to sit at the counter and grin at everybody, play his wretched songs on the jukebox, which I can never seem to find. And on the way out, he snapped his finger. Remember I told you last week that there had been a tree in the corner of the diner that was hung with all of the items from the lost and found bin. Unfortunately, the only items in the lost and found bin were umbrellas. Well, those were all hung on the tree, and as he walked out, he grinned and snapped his fingers, and all of the umbrellas opened, poof, at once, and the force knocked the tree to the ground. Well, everyone spent some time picking all the umbrellas up, and frankly, that was it for them, because once an umbrella opens by itself, you no longer trust it. It's gone rogue, and all you can do is just throw it out. So they went in the trash bin. And the tree now stands unadorned and naked, leaning in the corner, dead. Somebody either forgot to water it or put in a little too much pine sol, and it has expired. And the very act sometimes of the door closing causes about 1,000 needles to shower to the ground. So it's a strange, strange Christmas at the diner. Grim moods, long faces, all the trappings of the holiday, mind you, but it's snowless, it's 48 degrees. Usually at this time of the year, you'd have shoppers come in to restore themselves before going home. Of course, you used to have a lot more in the old days, back when Highway 23 was New Highway 23, and there was a shopping district about, you know, up the road a mile or so. There was a department store, a little joint called Tudberry's. There was, you know, the butchers, all those places. People would go get their shopping done, and then on the way back to wherever they were going, would stop here for holiday cheer. But of course, they built the mall, and those stores closed, and so we don't get the kind of traffic anymore. Just the people who are driving along the highway and see the sign and figure, today is a good day to die, you know? So the crowd is thin, the mood less than festive. But that's not something that we need accept, is it? No. Holiday spirit, holiday cheer is within our control, within our means. Why, I have in front of me the jukebox, which has been stocked daily with all manner of new holiday songs. By new, of course, I mean stuff from 40 and 50 years ago. And I'm just going to put in a nickel and pop something up at random, because if there's anything that can get people into the mood of Christmas, it's Christmas mood music. All right? Here we go. C12.
I'm trimming my Christmas tree with teardrops. I'm crying 'cause my darling's far away. since she sent back my presents and said we had to part. A million icy snowflakes have fallen on my heart.
No. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. I'm sure he's very happy by the end of the song, but I don't want to chance it. Let me try something else here. D14.
I looked forward to the day when by chance in some way we would see little Debbie smile. Dr. James looked grim that day when the words he had to say was that she had just a little while. Eddie took it very bad, little Debbie's all we had, we just have to go and find a way to keep things happy around the house. A teddy bear and a mouse with her friends Debbie used to play. Debbie looked up to Christmas Day, Santa Claus and a reindeer sleigh, but she would never see that day.
The record broke, but I've heard this song, and there's a miracle cure at the end. It's great. It's very uplifting and heartwarming. What the hell is... Do I have his jukebox here? All right, I'm going to try one more. F6.
She's been out in that kitchen all morning now, because tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Now, I ain't had the heart to show her somehow these letters I hate for her to read.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Yesterday morning, I went after the mail. I always bring it back for her to open. For some reason, though, I read Johnny's letter. And he ain't coming home like we was hoping. With him being the youngest in his first year away, I know that was gonna hurt her some. So I didn't tell her right then. Thought I'd wait till today, till after the mail had run. Then this morning there was letters from both the girls. Now they wouldn't be writing if they was coming home. So I opened them up, and sure enough, they got around to it for long. Dear Mom and Dad, please understand what it hurt so much to say. I won't be there the way I planned. No, I won't be home Christmas Day. Now, they all three got their reasons, and each one believes the other two will be coming home. And I know they'd find a way to be here Christmas Eve if they'd know we was going to be alone. So she's out in that kitchen, getting things ready for a family that won't be here. And in a little while now, she'll read these letters, and each one will bring a tear. Dear Mom and Dad, please understand what it hurts so much to say. I won't be there the way I planned. No, they won't be home Christmas Day.
That's it? What kind of a sadist writes a Christmas song where nobody comes home at the end? And Mom's out there cooking for no one. It's all gonna go to the dogs, I guess. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that holiday classic. Let's put that one on again. Remember last year when we all sat around and listened to Three Letters for Christmas? Gee! Was that my reindeer pie? All right.
All right. Well, it has something whipped and white on top of it, which could be whipped cream, or it could be a very light horseradish. Meat or dessert? I still don't know.
Great, he's back.
Hi, Bob. How's the catching people with your death bag going?
He's having some coffee and flipping through the jukebox by his counter space, smiling. Oh, good. He found one. God, 40 years of sexual dysfunction explained right there.
Ah!
Just standing in the middle of the diner, dancing with himself, doing the most horrible things with his tongue. Well, let's break for a word from our sponsor, because it really can't get any worse than this.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who've been so kind and generous. So from Preparation H to you and yours, very Merry Christmas.
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes. What kind of a man is he?
I'm a guy who likes to work on my car. I like to take it apart and put it back together. I get to working on it and forget where I am, what time it is. I even forget to eat.
You don't forget to smoke, though.
I always smoke when I work. They go together.
Why Marlboro?
Well, it's a combination of things. When I draw on a cigarette, I want to taste something. With Marlboro, I do. Yet it's got a filter that works. Then there's this flip-top box. I like things that are well-designed. This box is interesting and practical.
Would you recommend Marlboro to your friends?
I already have.
New Marlboro. Filter, flavor, flip-top box. Popular filter price.
I didn't put it on. It's one of his.
Oh, he has gone nuts at Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay. Oh, he has gone nuts at Christmas.
This is not what I expected. He, has removed from his coat some Christmas lights. And he's now stringing them around the empty ruined tree. And he's plugged them in. They're bubble lights. Oh. And now he's looking around and smiling at everyone. And he's heading for the door. I wonder if those lights are UL approved. Probably are. Underworld Laboratory. I'm just looking outside to see if he's taking up his place by the door. Of course he is, but there's also a truck that's pulled up. Ike Stern's Neon Repair. Huh. Well, good. At least we can get the sign fixed. Don't have to live with die all night long. Well, now that he's gone, let's try the jukebox again. Let's see if we can get some Christmas cheer out of this gosh dang thing.
Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year, and he won't be round to spread his Christmas cheer. The reindeer all look blue, they know what he's going through. Santa Claus has got the AIDS.
Tiny Tim, too, to make it even worse. All right, let's try again. U4.
I waited in the shadows all night, but when he came, he gave me a fright. I wanted to reach out and hug him, but just stood there.
The 99 Luftballoons of Christmas, I guess. On the 99th Luftballoon of Christmas, my 80s-era nuclear paranoid gave to me. I am going to try again and go through every song on this stupid jukebox until I find something seasonally appropriate, either upbeat, chipper, and non-ironic, or slow and reverent. Let us try T12.
I had a Christmas party in my upstairs flat. Just me and a little man who was kind of fat. He came down my chimney like an acrobat. He brushed off the snow and said, "Suppose we have a chat." He was kind of mellow, this chubby little fellow, so I offered him a drink. After three or four, we wound up on the floor. Man, he was quick as a wink. Friends, don't get excited. I could not resist, because all he wanted was just to do the twist.
What the devil? What? It's the smoke alarm. My God, the tree! The stupid bubble light set the tree on fire. Everybody out! Fire extinguisher, come on, everybody, out!
Now the party was swinging, while we were singing, he began to insist. In the carnival days, we tried the new dance craze, the horizontal twist. I sure don't regret it, it was kind of fun. He was a crazy twister.
Done working!
A sneaky son of a gun.
Stop the fire, it's spreading too much. Everybody out! Abandoned diner! I repeat, abandoned diner!
I say, a dancer, a prancer, tropical cancer. He wasn't Santa at all, but we had a swinging ball.
game over, man. It's game over.
Shut up, Hicks. Wonderful. Great Christmas, standing outside by the highway, shivering. A Christmas without snow. A Christmas without a tree. A Christmas without the diner. Where is that black-hearted son of a bitch with a clapperless bell? I'm gonna rip off his arms and beat the true meaning of Christmas into him. Where? What? Yeah, I know there's a guy up there. He's fixing the neon. Fat lot of good it's gonna help us. That's Isaac Stern. He's the neon... What? What?
He's taken out a violin. My God, there's a fiddler on the diner's roof. God, look inside the diner. The sprinkler system came on, but there must have been a rupture in the coolant system back in the refrigerator, and the coolant has hit the water from the sprinkler and turned it all to snow. It's snowing inside the diner. I'm going back inside. I have to. Well, it's not so bad. It's actually kind of pretty with the snow still falling down inside. It's even covering the tree. We can probably paint over the scorch marks. No real harm done. The old boomerang counter is intact. Chrome still shines. Oh. Here's that Santa Claus statue that was giving me the freaky backward messages. I wonder if it's okay. Let me press the button.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. How about some figgy pudding? Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas to you. Good luck with
he's okay. Now there's only one thing left to test. Let's see if the jukebox is 50% less perverse. Putting in a nickel and choosing one at random. Where did the man from the Perdition Army go? There was nobody outside. There were just three black spots in the ground from the tripod that held his kettle. He'll be back, I'm sure. But he's gone now, and there's snow. And it's Christmas. And it's going to be a good one. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Thanks for stopping by. I'm James Lilacs, and this has been The Diner for Friday, December 22nd, 2006. We'll see you down the road.
Deck the halls with sturdy holly, fa la 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 da da da.